We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, in the last hour, I was sharing with you a little bit from David DeGraw. I wanted to finish this up. I was going to leave it where it was, but he says a little bit about mass unemployment that I want to share with you. He says the government unemployment rate is deceptive on several levels. It doesn't count people who are involuntary part-time workers. See, this is what we've been telling you folks for a very long time. They manipulate these numbers to get the outcome that they want, I mean, or at least a more favorable outcome. He says it doesn't count involuntary part-time workers, meaning workers who are working part-time but want to find full-time work. It also doesn't count discouraged workers, meaning long-term unemployed people who lost hope and don't consistently look for work. As time goes by, more and more people stop consistently looking for work and are discounted from the unemployment figures. For example, in January, 1.1 million workers were eliminated from the unemployment total because they were officially labeled discouraged workers. So instead of the number rising, we will hear deceptive reports about unemployment leveling off. On top of this, the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently discovered that 824,000 jobs were never accounted for due to a modeling error in their data. Even in their initial January data, there appears to be a huge understating, with the newest report saying that the economy lost 20,000 jobs. TrimTab's unemployment analysis, which has consistently provided more accurate data, quote, estimated that the U.S. economy shed 104,000 jobs in January. 104,000 jobs. When you factor in all these uncounted workers, involuntary part-time and discouraged workers, the unemployment rate rises from 9.7 to over 20%. Now, bear in mind, folks, during the height of the Great Depression, I think unemployment, if I remember right, the percentage was about 25%. So we're very, very close to the height of the worst it got during the Great Depression. And they're still just calling it a recession, folks. That's all we're in. We're just in a recession. It's just a temporary slowdown. Just hold on. Don't get your knickers in a knot. Things are going to recover. Just keep spending money you don't have, Mr. and Mrs. American. Just keep fueling this economy and keep the thing going just a little bit longer. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll move on to FEMA. We'll move on to some other things as well. Lots going on here, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
Men are Are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to the show. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, governamerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. All the news and stuff, we try to track as much of it as we can throughout the week. And you can also get all the news headlines on Twitter, twitter.com/governamerica, if you happen to be on that service. Also, we have... my email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. And if you want to reach us off the air, you can do so at 517-879-4630. That's 517-879-4630. And, alright, let's move on. Lots to cover. From FEMA, from the FEMA website, we see FEMA Deputy Administrators Serrano and Manning address big city managers. We're in the process right now. Everything that we live today, by the way, is a Hegelian situation. I say that often because it's very important to repeat, because the average person has no idea that we live a manipulated existence today. Problems, crises are created on a daily basis so that they can bring about their own predetermined solution. Some people call it problem, reaction, solution. But it's actually thesis, which is the problem, antithesis, which is the opposition to the problem, and the clashing of those two arguments bring about the ultimate solution, which is what they wanted to get done in the first place. Every time a Hegelian situation and it takes place, society is moved in the direction that the controllers had already planned. It's a very effective method. And that's why they keep using it, and that's why we have so many crises today. And healthcare is no example. It is another example of that. Once upon a time, people used to pay for their healthcare coverage. People used to be able to afford to pay for doctors to come visit them and take care of them and nurture them. Now, granted, technology has advanced, but so has the pay scale and the fraud that goes in to the medical situations. None of this stuff that they're talking about today is going to fix the root of the problem, because they don't want to fix the problem. Because if they fixed the problem, they wouldn't have some crisis there that they can use to make a bigger problem. You understand? Which they call a solution, but ultimately and invariably it will always be another problem. Because it's very effective at social engineering. It's very effective at moving society in the direction that they want to take you. And I explain this a lot because it needs to be explained. Because the average American will never be free until they're free to think and understand the problems that they're faced with and overcome the fear. Because these people play on fear. They create situations which cause fear. And that's a part of the Hegelian manipulation. And this FEMA thing is certainly no exception to that rule. The Federal Emergency Management Agency Deputy Administrators Rich Serino and Tim Manning delivered remarks this week at the Big City Emergency Managers Conference in Washington, discussing the importance of region-wide coordination and preparedness and emergency response. Keep in mind, Nixon signed an executive order splitting this country into 10 regions, each with its own capital. Federal dollars flow into regions and out of the regions into the states, where they can be controlled, where the laws are being harmonized. And this is how the federal government is one more way that they're extending their reach into your own backyard, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked a lot on the show about floodplain management and how FEMA, whenever there's a situation with regard to weather or natural disasters, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is there to implement the code requirements, the code restrictions. We know that nobody can get flood insurance except through FEMA today. And in order for you to get flood insurance, for you to be eligible, your community, your township, whether it's a township, town, city, burg, borough, whatever it's called, your local government has to adopt the FEMA-stated regulations, the codes, by which you will build your house, by which you will live. And if they don't implement these controls, you cannot obtain flood insurance. And, you know, this is one reason why Jerry E. Smith, his passing is so devastating, because he was one of the few that are actually out there exposing weather modification and climate manipulation today. There are others, but we can't afford to lose any of them. Anyway, these FEMA directors, administrators, as they're called, are meeting with these big city emergency managers at a conference in Washington, D.C. to discuss the importance of region-wide coordination and preparedness and emergency response. Now, is this going to be another emergency that they created, folks? More than likely, as they create the vast majority of them today. Quote, in my 35 years, and this is Serino saying this, in my 35 years in emergency services in Boston, I saw time and again that the first response is almost always at the local level. And so preparedness for cities and large metropolitan areas is critical to keeping people safe, he says. The nation's biggest cities face unique challenges in emergency management, added Manning. No matter how much we prepare at the federal, state, or local level, the public must do its part to prepare for an emergency. Today's conference provided an opportunity to discuss ways FEMA and major cities can work together to engage the public part of the National Emergency Response Team. Now, bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we have a mess going on south of our border right now where drug lords are battling it out. Cartels are fighting. They're setting up roadblocks. I got a lot of news reports to get to on that. Our friend Gringo, south of the border there, who called in the show a couple of weeks ago to give us an update about what's been going on down there, he says that basically, I think scarcely a day goes by that he's not sending me several emails and articles about new things that have happened. Every day, it seems, there are shootouts there. There are people that are dying. The press routinely underreports these things or doesn't report them at all. And I've got other press reports that actually come right out and say that the press, there's a news blackout. The cartels are actually buying off or threatening the reporters. It's just remarkable. But so we have the Big City Managers Conference in Washington, D.C., yet nothing's being done to really solve the problems of emergencies, folks. Because the emergencies, the crises, are too important to keep going. The conference included representatives, by the way, from Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Harris County, Texas, Houston, Jersey City, Newark, Los Angeles, Miami-Dade County, New York City, Philadelphia, San Diego County, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington. Many of the major cities all across the country participating in the FEMA conference. Bear in mind, folks, FEMA is the enemy. Keep in mind the executive orders that have been passed over the years empowering FEMA in an emergency. Executive Order Number 12148 created the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that is to interface with the Department of Defense for civil defense planning and funding. An emergency czar was appointed. FEMA has only spent about 6% of its budget on national emergencies. The bulk of their funding has been used for the construction of secret underground facilities to assure continuity of government in case of a major emergency, foreign or domestic. In other words, let the people die as long as we can keep our little spooks going. Executive Order Number 12656 appointed the National Security Council as the principal body that should consider emergency powers. This allows the government to increase domestic intelligence and surveillance of U.S. citizens and would restrict the freedom of movement within the United States and grant the government the right to isolate large groups of civilians. The National Guard could be federalized to seal all borders and take control of U.S. airspace and all ports of entry. Here are just a few executive orders associated with FEMA that would suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These executive orders have been on record for nearly 30 years and could be enacted by the stroke of a presidential pen. Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take control over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize control of the communications media. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take control of all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to take control of all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize citizens into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11,001 allows the government to take control of all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11,003 allows the government to take control of all airports and aircraft, including a commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11,004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. We'll continue this when we come back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, governamerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was sharing with you some of the FEMA lists. Once in a while, we have to go back and revisit some of the stuff we've covered in the past. And I think these FEMA executive orders are still very relevant, could very well be even more relevant in the near future. As this financial crisis comes to a head, Congress isn't doing anything but exacerbating the problem. There's no end to the corruption that we have in the banking sector. The politicians are in the pockets of the bankers. And the solution to everything is spin, spin, spin in true Keynesian economic fashion, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we can spend ourselves into prosperity. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anytime you have debt, you are always the servant to the lender. And we have never been more of a servant in the United States today, both personal and national. So moving along here, as we started this list, I'm going to finish this list up. There is Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take control over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051, specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives us authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crisis. Executive Order 11310 grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plans set out in executive orders to institute industrial support, to establish judicial and legislative liaison, to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. Executive Order 11049 assigns emergency preparedness functions to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over a 15-year period. Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the U.S. financial institution in any undefined national emergency. Now, bear in mind, listeners, we've been in a national emergency our entire lives. Every time a national emergency was set to expire, the president signs an executive order to extend a national emergency. And national emergencies can be created at the drop of a hat. It also provides, that is Executive Order 11921, that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. The Federal Emergency Management Agent, now that all of that is illegal under the Constitution, but these people pretend like the Constitution doesn't exist today. And this is why I say to the caller who called in 2 weeks ago, we've never lived under our Constitution. Why not try to live under our Constitution? Because certainly going back to the Articles of Confederation is not going to happen in this country. I mean, let's be realistic. We can't get the little buggers to follow the present document we have, ladies and gentlemen. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has broad powers in every aspect of the nation. Okay, I'm going to leave that there in the interest of time. Moving along here, here we see from the American Forces Press Service. Lisa Daniel writes, NORTHCOM, NORAD, inextricably linked, Commander says. This is dated March 11th. U.S. Northern Command and the North American Aerospace Defense Command are inextricably linked and share an indisputable partnership, the commander of both commands said here today. Air Force General Victor Renouart briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee on the command's mission, ranging from supporting law enforcement on the U.S.-Mexican border to monitoring Russian military planes and ships off U.S. borders. Renouart also underscored his belief that the two commands should continue to share a commander, saying the two are inextricably linked in their mission to protect North America. Notice, we're not protecting national security. We're not protecting, quote-unquote, homeland security. Well, they do talk about homeland. But what is the homeland, listeners? Canada, Mexico, and the United States? To be extended to Latin American countries? As we know, the free trade area of the Americas is on the radar, has been for years. So what is homeland security today, as we have a mess brewing in Mexico, which threatens to overrun the United States? The commands operate with an integrated headquarters staff, Renouart told the senators. Quote, our commands have forged an indispensable partnership operating within a common security environment, he said. The synergies that exist between these two commands enable us to conduct our missions with a sense or urgency in the face of very real threats. So how's that working for you, folks? Don't you feel safer since September 11, 2001? Don't you feel much safer since the advent of the War on Terror, which we know the triggering event was a United States shadow government operation? There's plenty of documentation out there to prove that. And if you don't read it, well, then don't argue with me. You have a responsibility to do your homework. We'll be back in a moment. Bottom of the hour break straight ahead. More to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, from political.com, we see Obama threatens to veto Intel bill. They say President Obama will veto a major intelligence funding bill unless lawmakers remove provisions that would toughen congressional oversight of spy agencies and require more stringent congressional notification of intelligence activities. Three sections of the bill are of serious concern to the intelligence community, OMB Director Peter Orszag wrote to Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, Vice Chairman Senator Kit Bond, and a host of others. I'm not going to read all the names. The three sections are so serious that the President's senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill if they are included. Now, bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA has been moving further and further around the world, engaging in programs which fund the Taliban. We've covered this extensively on this show. The government has been moving for years to build up terrorist networks around the world. Even as we're threatened more and more, they threaten us with these things and tell us that these things are a threat to our homeland security. So we see the move is away from oversight. The move is away from openness. Here we see from the Associated Press. Is the government more open with Obama? It says, Federal agencies haven't lived up to President Barack Obama's promise of a more open government, increasing their use of legal exemptions to keep records secret during his first year in office. An Associated Press review of Freedom of Information Act reports filed by 17 major agencies found that the use of nearly every one of the law's 9 exemptions to withhold information from the public rose in fiscal year 2009, which ended last October. Among the most frequently used exemptions, one that lets the government hide records that detail its internal decision-making, Obama specifically directed agencies to stop using the exemption so frequently, but that directive appears to be largely ignored. He promised change. Well, that's just hogwash, folks. Here we see... Okay, I'm going to skip this one. Getting to The Atlantic, a detention bill you ought to read more carefully. You see, as all this stuff is going on with the CIA engaging in funding of terrorists and terrorist activity, with the created mess, and I say created, south of the border, the people have been disarmed. People have been victimized massively and are being victimized massively south of the border. It's spilling over into the border states, even as we speak. We shared that information a couple of weeks ago from Janet Napolitano about how these gangs, these Mexican cartels, it is believed now that they're operating throughout the United States. And my concern has been that it's only a matter of time before the mess they have there could very well be here, even as crime is already going up because of so many people being desperate and unemployed. So you have all the recipe for a perfect storm, ladies and gentlemen, of chaos. And what is the other side's motto? Ordo ab chao. Out of chaos, you get order. And this is the point. Creating a mess, creating a crisis, creating numerous overlapping crises so that you can bring about your predetermined solution. The Hegelian dialectic, listeners. So The Atlantic says a detention bill, if I can talk here, you ought to read more carefully. Why is the national security community treating the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010, introduced by Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday as a standard proposal, as a simple response to the administration's choices in the aftermath of the Christmas Day bombing attempt? A close reading of, now keep in mind the Christmas Day bombing, most of you are aware, but I got to share this for any new listener. The State Department worked to get this guy. They were ordered to stand down. They worked to get this guy on the flight. We had the Haskells on the show shortly after this happened, in which they witnessed a sharp-dressed man, Aid Muttalab, the guy who was the would-be so-called terrorist with the bomb in his underwear. The sharp-dressed man aided him on the flight. There's numerous questions about this, numerous oddities surrounding this incident, okay? And right on the heels of it, suddenly they had the solution, all ready to go, airport scanners, which make you naked at the airport so that they can view your naked body. You hold up your hands like you're surrendering, and they can see everything that you got. Now, bear in mind, none of this stuff would have ever stopped this guy. But they have this solution all ready to roll out, and it just so happens that Michael Chertoff, former Homeland Security Director, happens to gain a lot of money. One of his firms, is in line to gain a lot of money, and he made the network circuit promoting these scanners as the solution to airport security. Anyway, this is the point, listeners. With all this stuff that's going on, the solution is always to track you more, to scan you more, to make you out to be the bad guy, to protect us all from each other. And certainly this Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010 is just more of the same. They say a close reading of the bill suggests it would allow the U.S. military to detain U.S. citizens without trial indefinitely in the U.S. based on suspected activity. Suspected activity. So you don't even have to commit a crime here. to be detained under this legislation. They say, according to the summary, the bill sets out a comprehensive policy for the detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to have engaged in hostilities against the United States by requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for the intelligence value, and not provided with a Miranda warning. There is no distinction between U.S. persons, visa holders or citizens, and non-U.S. persons. It would require these quote-unquote belligerents to be coded as high-value detainees to be held in military custody and interrogated for their intelligence value by a high-value detainee interrogation team established by the president. Okay? Now, keep in mind, these so-called terrorists that they've detained in Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere, they've had secret prisons around the world. They've engaged these people in activities. We know from numerous reports, and it's now been admitted, they've waterboarded these people. They've done, God knows what else they've done to them. So torture is being used in a massive way with these so-called terrorist suspects today. So it said the bill would require these belligerents to be coded as high-value detainees to be held in military custody and interrogated for their intelligence value by a high-value detainee interrogation team established by the president. The high-value, the HIG, of course, was established to bring a sophisticated interrogation capacity to the federal justice system. Now, this is a quote. It says, any suspected unprivileged enemy belligerents considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with a Miranda warning. The bill asks the president to determine criteria for designating an individual as a high-value detainee if he or she, number one, poses a threat of an attack on civilians or civilian facilities within the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. Number two, poses a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Potential intelligence value is a... Now, that could be anything, doesn't it? Potential, number three, potential intelligence value. If they have a potential intelligence... I mean, that could be anything. Number four, is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Bear in mind, folks, according to the BBC, a documentary that was run on the BBC, they said that neocons made up Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda never even existed prior to 9/11, according to what the BBC reported in the documentary, which was called The Power of Nightmares. Okay, search it out. It's available. I got it off the internet. I saw it on the internet. Search it out. Maybe you can actually see it. But they reported that they reported that Al Qaeda was actually made up by the neocons. So anyway, number five of this bill, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. The president must submit the regulations and guidance to the appropriate committees of Congress no later than 60 days after enactment. To the extent possible, the high-value detainee interrogation team must make preliminary determination whether the detainee is an unprivileged enemy belligerent within 48 hours of taking detainee into custody. The high-value detainee interrogation team must submit its determination to the Secretary of Defense and the Attorney General after consultation with the Director of National Intelligence, the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Director of the CIA. The Secretary of Defense and the Attorney General make the final determination and report the determination to the President and the appropriate committees of Congress. In the case of any disagreement between the Secretary of Defense and the Attorney General, the President will make the determination. So as I see this and understand this, this is a bill pending in Congress right now. Once again, the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010, which would basically, if I understand this correctly, give the government the full authority, the full blessing of Congress to detain you basically for anything at their will, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I have a copy of the legislation. I do not have the bill number. I'm not sure if there's one yet assigned to it. What I will do is I will post this PDF file on the website after the show today so you can read this legislation for yourself. Moving along here. Here we see from the monitor. Perry activates, talk about Governor Perry in Texas, activates contingency plan amid continued Mexican violence. Now, we have all these things going on with the tracking of people, the scanning of our bodies at the airport. They're wanting to institute the swabbing of our palms now for explosive residues at the airport. And meanwhile, we got this mess going on south of the border. Governor Rick Perry on Tuesday activated the first phase of his spillover violence contingency plan as suspected drug cartel violence continued to claim lives in Mexican border cities this week. Cities on the U.S. side of the Rio Grande have not experienced the same level of violence as their neighbors to the south, but a news release from the governor states the increasing threat of violence made it necessary to boost patrols and resources devoted to the border. Perry's office would not release any further details about the plan, saying only that additional resources are on standby. Hidalgo County Sheriff Lupe Trevino characterized the move as a measure, as premature, and said it amounts to scaremongering and political posturing by a governor in the midst of a reelection campaign. And what a fool this sheriff is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm no fan of Rick Perry. He's a globalist. He's done a lot to promote the North American Union, a big Bush buddy. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is not fear-mongering. Maybe it is political posturing. But obviously the federal government is not coming up with a solution. Actually, far from it. One of the things that they're wanting to do is implement wilderness along the border, which would basically provide a pass for illegal migrants coming into this country. Here we see from another publication, I believe this is the Monitor also, yes it is, Civil War brews in Mexico as Mexican military retrieves grenades found on Reynosa Bridge. Two unexploded grenades were discovered in Reynosa on Friday, according to a public safety alert from the city's Civil Protection Agency. Authorities reported the discovery on the J.B. Chapa Bridge in central Reynosa at about 6 p.m. No injuries were reported in connection with the ordinance. The public was evacuated from the area, and the bridge traffic was diverted as the Mexican military retrieved the grenades, neither of which had a fuse. Also, we see from the monitor, kidnapping case sheds lights on roots of current Gulf Zeta tensions. Those are the two gangs that are fighting, the two cartels. They say Emerius Machado Trevino allegedly ran with a crew that kidnapped, beat, and in at least one case killed drug dealers operating in Hidalgo County. Taking their orders from the top Zeta lieutenant, the group has been linked to 7 abductions between August and October of 2008. A stockpile of weapons found in Mission and a broad daylight shootout in San Juan Medical Plaza, all part of the campaign to expand the drug trafficking organization's reach into South Texas. And while federal agents have arrested Mercado and several purported accomplices, their ongoing case sheds light on a pattern of Zeta behavior that has drawn the ire of rival Mexican cartels and authorities on both sides of the border. Moving along here, we see from the Associated Press, U.S. Customs and Mexican cartels corrupt border agents. They say Mexican drug cartels are infiltrating federal law enforcement agencies along the southwest border, and those charged with weeding them out say that they don't have the money to catch all the corrupt agents, Homeland Security officials told a U.S. Senate panel Thursday. You see how the setup is in place, listeners. There's so many of these articles that I have, I'm not going to have time to share them all. Reuters reports Mexico drug gangs hushes killings with news blackouts. This is what I mentioned earlier. A powerful drug cartel is buying off journalists in northern Mexico to work as spies and
smother coverage of a spike in killings on the U.S. border in the latest attack on the media in Mexico. It's just absolutely insane what's going on today. Here we see from the Washington Times, Al-Qaeda, eyes bio attack from Mexico. Seeks white militias as allies. Listeners, do you see how the dialectical process is in place to frame the militia groups here in the United States? They say U.S. counterterrorism officials have authenticated a video by an Al-Qaeda recruiter threatening to smuggle a biological weapon into the United States via tunnels under the Mexico border, the latest sign of a terrorist group's determination to stage another mass casualty attack on the U.S. homeland. I got to take another break. On the other side of the break, I'll take Michael in New York. Stay with us, folks. I told you there's a lot to cover, and I haven't got to half of it yet. We also have Bob Chapman coming up in a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address, radio@governamerica.com. Always happy to hear from you. Bear in mind, I do have hundreds of emails every day that I get. So I apologize if somehow it's slipped through the cracks that I haven't responded to everybody. It's just literally, it's overwhelming sometimes. But I'm happy to hear from you. I read them all. Radio@governamerica.com is the address. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Michael in New York. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren.
Yeah,
hey, Darren, I just want to make sure when you mention Homeland Security, you're doing the goose step, okay? I'm double-checking. Everybody's got to do the goose step when you say Homeland Security. Just think Vaterland, Sieg Heil, and get that front leg kicked out there, okay?
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, I think there's a reason why, Michael, that they changed the definition. From, you know, they used to talk about national security. Now they're talking about homeland security. And it dawns on me that when we're talking about homeland security, that could, your homeland can be as large or as small as you define it. So I really think that this is the new term for the community of North America, which they wanted to build under the Bush administration. And none of these policies have ever been undone. It just went undercover. It went black. But they're continuing the operation.
Yes, and I think, you know, you're right with that perception on their approach to calling it Homeland Security, but let's not forget, it's really the old Nazi or commie, you know, their fatherland for the Nazis and the motherland for the commies. And that's all it is. It's just another rehash of the old commie Nazi crap coming from the bankster, international bankster clan there, the Rockefeller Rothschild bankster clan.
That's
all it is. It's just an extension of their fatherland, motherland approach to creating a dictatorship, imposing tyranny on its people, all under the guise of safety, protection, and ensuring their freedom. And that's exactly what we're dealing with here. And it's, you know, that's why I got to tell everybody, you know, do that goose step. When you talk to Homeland Security people, say, you got the goose step down yet? Let me see you do the goose step. Make sure that arm comes off the chest with the Sieg Heil salute. And that'll make people think. They'll see those old World War II movies, and that'll make them think. Or at History Channel, every time they see these Nazis, that'll make them think, my God, it's just like that. It's just
The thing is we have things like Ruby Watch, the National Terrorism and Crime Prevention Database. Listeners, Ruby Watch. If you go to the web, if you have web access, go to Ruby Watch. That's R-U-B-Y, Watch. That's rubywatch.hsfamerica.org. Okay? rubywatch.hsfamerica.org. America.org. This is the National Terrorism Crime and Prevention Database, where they encourage you to go and report little things of terrorism where you can see. You rat on each other. Tell on each other. Report each other to the authorities. And of course, there's other things as well. Jesse Ventura covered that thing on conspiracy theory. I'm trying to remember now what it is, but these Homeland Security little things are popping up all over the place.
Go ahead. You know, and Darren, also, remember, too, that they tried with the Bush administration the Neighborhood Watch program, and they used Ed McMahon going around to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
Yep. And so, you know, they're just trying to consolidate all this Nazi communist type of control mechanisms over the people. They're just trying to implement it all here in a... another subtle way, so you don't really realize what's happening. At least the sheeple won't. We obviously do.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we're dealing with right now.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. We'll be back.
God bless, Derek.